Listening and enjoy. This is what Brooklyn sounds like.
You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch.
You can't stop it.
I just said that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here.
Enjoy it. It's ODG, Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Right, seriously, yeah. Guys, fork.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to lead.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Really big.
Message erased.
Was feeling about half past dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said.
Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load of free.
take the load off me.
And you put the load right on me.
All right, that is
so the we're comparable planning a wedding
commercial that just pops up. Well, that is obviously the band. It's the 50th anniversary of that album, which is goddamn some of the best album in the world. But we are in studio, and I'm happy to present the Dead South. Hey, boys,
how you doing?
What's going on? I gotta say, you guys look great.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you. You look really great. So, you guys, we got a bow coming in.
We got a bow. Thank you.
Do we got enough room to play with the bow? I think we'll be all right.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. All right. So we got the mic spread out. So if you want to talk, just grab a mic, pull it close to you, and we'll just get things rocking. So you guys are from Saskatchewan.
That's right.
Right? And the Dead South. How did you come up with the name the Dead South coming from the Dead North?
Well, I guess we're from the south of where we're from in the north, you know. Okay. We're fairly close to the border where we're from.
Okay.
But actually, the name came about from a drummer that used to be in our band. We were just sitting there jamming one day, and he kind of stopped in the middle of one of the songs, and he's like, "Hey, guys, what if we call ourselves the Dead Souths with an S?" I'm like, "Yeah, that sounds kind of good." Something with the S at the end didn't really sit right, so we cut the S.
Yeah. And then so it was like... The Facebook cut the S,
and then
like
it's, basically, yeah, exactly.
And then that's when everything started taking off. When you cut that S, everything starts.
We started playing gigs. All of a sudden, we started just doing it. Yeah.
When did you keeping on that kind of like framework? When did you like think that this was like the lineup that you guys like had and was like ready to take on the road?
Well, I guess originally there was a drummer, a different guitar player, and a bass player,
yeah,
and was there someone else too?
There's Neil, Galen,
and Connor, yeah. And they all moved away, and then Colton and myself were just like, "What do we do?" So we started doing open mic nights, and then I got a friend.
He came up to me. He was like, "Hey, man, you're in town?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, I am." Why don't you come play some music with us?
Let's first go around the room so people know who we're talking to. We got, why don't you guys introduce yourselves? I've tried to remember, and there's so many people that came in, so I couldn't remember completely. So we go around the room.
I'm Nate Hiltz.
I'm Scott Pringle.
Danny Kenyon.
And I'm Colton Crawford.
Colton's on banjo. Danny's on bass. I'm going to try to remember everybody's cello. Name. Cello. Nate's on guitar.
Yeah.
And mandolin, I forgot that one.
Scott
on mandolin. All right, so then you know who's playing. You know who's what's going
yep.
on. So you guys just played like Red Rocks.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was totally surreal.
Yeah.
It was really cool. Like it's something that it's a place we always wanted to go just to attend a concert.
Yeah.
And none of us had been there before even to attend. So to play it was really cool.
That must
really
have
cool.
been so surreal.
Yeah.
That must have been so crazy. So you guys are on tour now with one band or multiple bands?
Well, this week we're just doing a promo tour, so it's just us.
Just you guys.
Yep. Yeah.
So you guys are playing Rough Trade on Tuesday.
Yep.
You can get tickets at your website, the Rough or deadsouth.com, right?
And it's free.
It's free.
That's free.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to come down there.
Yeah.
I like a free thing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So are you guys doing playing with anybody else that night? Or is it just you guys?
Oh, gee, that's a good question. I don't even know.
It's all good. You come down to see you guys. That's really what it's all about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I also looked at the touring schedule, and it looks like you guys like nonstop tour. Like you're up. You just got back from Glastonbury too, right? Or you just got back from the Fringe Festival? Was that what I saw?
It was Glastonbury.
You did Glastonbury. Yeah,
that June.
June, yeah. February, June. How was travel?
Same deal.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I can imagine like touring America is not too much different than Canada.
Oh, it's actually, well, to a degree it is. It's much easier to tour America because Canada's so spread out.
Yeah.
It's long distances everywhere.
Yeah. But I mean, I feel like you're pretty loved in Canada right now. Like you got a whole bunch of, I mean, Canada loves their musicians. That's the one thing that I love about Canada.
that like America does not do. Like they don't give a shit about their musicians. Like Canada will go out of its way to be like, oh, you guys are doing well. We're going to help you, you know? And like, and I feel like they really like lent out their hand and be like, here, here's awards and all that stuff. And it looks like you're doing amazing, which I'm very proud of you guys. Just meeting you. Very proud of you guys. Yeah, I was like, I got these guys coming into the studio. It's gonna be awesome. They're dressed perfectly. Yeah. Do you guys want to lay down a song?
All right.
Yeah, I would love to hear a song.
You can play whatever you want now.
Let's do Black One.
Yeah.
You got room there, Danny?
Dead South. Yes. That was amazing, guys. Thank you. So we got the Dead South in here playing a little songs for us, talking a little bit. We got Nate on guitars and vocals. We got Scott mandolin. We got Colton on banjo and Danny on cello. Not the bass.
Nailed it.
Yes. So you guys are on tour. What's the best and the worst of it so far?
Best is we just saw Beetlejuice today.
Oh yeah, that's right. So you just came in from Virginia, right?
Yep.
You just came from Virginia and you go straight to go see Beetlejuice on Broadway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that makes sense, I think, right? What'd you think?
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah. So you guys are big.
I cried every
time. Really? Yeah. Wait, so you threw out three times here?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So you guys have, you've been here before with the band or on solo?
Both.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we played here in November. I think it's the last time we played, and I've come here a couple times.
Nice. That's really cool.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So what's the low point of the tour so far? What are we looking at? We have flat tires.
Stranger came onto our bus last night at 5:45 in the morning.
Yeah, that was really weird. Yeah.
What happened?
It was really strange.
I really don't know.
Yeah, like I woke up, I heard some talking. And then I looked out and some girl walks on her bus and then just closes the door. And then I'm like, hello. And she looked up at Colton's bunk because his light was on. And she goes, hi. And looks in at them. I'm like, no, I'm down here because I was on the bottom bunk. And she looks down. She says, is this cool? I'm like, no, it's not. And then she sits down. She's like, you're Nate, right? I'm like, yeah. She's like, I'm Haley. Is this cool? And then our tour manager who's on the bunk across just wakes up. And she's like, just look of like confusion
what
and
is
like
going on.
Yeah, just like, what is going on? And she's like, no, she's out in the hall way. Right now. She's in the hallway.
And she has the same look, I think. Yeah. She has the same look.
Yeah, she and so he kicked her off immediately.
He kicked her off. What did she fight at all, or did she just go peacefully?
I think she went fairly
so she's peacefully. Obviously a fan, right? So she came on, she knew who you were.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's really, I mean, that's got to be kind of cool, right? To a certain degree, be like, well, we got soccer fans.
It makes you realize you really got to lock your doors. That's
oh, yeah, 100%. And you're all, wait, that was in Virginia last night?
That was in Virginia last night, yeah.
You got to watch out for Virginia people. I mean, straight up, you got to, I mean, not to say you don't have to watch out for New York people, but Virginia people, you really have to watch out. That's amazing. So the center point of this band, the beginning of this band, I was, a little birdie told me that Nate and Danny were originally in a grunge band. Is this true?
More like a kind of alt rock band.
Yeah. Alt rock band, yeah. Like early 2000s type ish. Before
definitely wasn't good. It was a very shitty band.
What made you turn to doing like this kind of like bluegrassy folk rock type of sound?
Well, this kind of came about in university. I was listening to more bands like Old Crow Medicine Show and Champa by Turtles, and then meeting Colton, and he had just gotten a banjo, and then we just kind of started playing music together, and everyone just kind of has their instruments
and the look.
Sound we got. Yeah, the look was also something that started out with just wearing white shirts and suspenders, and everyone kind of.
So that seems to be look. Like a thing too on tour. Like, did people come out and wear that look too?
Yeah.
How does that feel? I mean, that's got to be pretty cool to have like a fan base that notices more than just the music, like notices you individually, like, you know, like you have individual fans, you know, you just don't have a fan of the band, you've got individual, that's gotta feel really amazing to some degree, even if some like girl Haley comes on the bus at 4:45 in the morning. Where did you feel like it went from being like a Saskatchewan band to being like a touring, like legit, like cool kind of feel?
That actually happened fast because our goal is to play a bar in Regina where we're from.
Okay.
That was like our goal. That our was dream. Goal. We're like, yeah, one day we'll play this bar.
O'Hanlon's.
O'Hanlon's. And then we did a mini tour of Saskatchewan, Alberta. And then we went out to Toronto once. And then from there, we met up with a guy who has a label in Germany, in Hamburg, called Devil Duck Records. His name is Jorg. And we started touring Europe shortly after that. So a year and a half after being a band.
That's quick.
We started going to Europe.
That's really quick.
Yeah.
That's got to like do like a number on you too, like psych-wise, like being like, all right, we're just playing. Our biggest goal is to play a local club. And then all of a sudden you're playing Germany. Like that's kind of cool.
It was weird. Yeah. We were touring Germany more than Canada at the start. Yeah.
How was touring Germany? What was like the highlights and lowlights over there?
We've gone so many times, and it's just
in the beginning there was no lowlights. It was all highlights.
It was
we couldn't believe we were there. Yeah,
yeah.
Like 15 people, and we were just so stoked.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Yeah. That's so cool. And I mean, like Germany's kind of known for that like metal-y sound. So to hear you, it probably must have been metal in its own right to hear like you guys come out and just like throw whiskey at them. You know what I mean? That's really cool. So where's the inspirations? Where musically do you kind of all come together on inspirations, or do you bring your own feel to the band?
Little column A, little column B. We kind of all, we have a very diverse, like, I guess, musical taste collectively. Like, I was a big metalhead in high school. I know Scott was a big metalhead.
So too. Germany must have been great.
Yeah, exactly. a lot of old school punk and that kind of thing. Danny loves, like, pop, EDM. Yeah, I don't know.
We all kind of have our own strengths and weaknesses that we bring to the table, too, as far as our skill sets go. I think it really lends itself to a good mixture.
That's cool. So what would you say Nate's strengths are? I mean, I'm not going to throw him under the bus but
Nate's strength is really like conveying the passion behind the songs that he's playing, like holding it all together.
Yeah. Yeah, and the hat. And the hat.
Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Sure. So, you were opening at Red Rocks with Deer Tick. How were those guys with you? They were all right with you?
Yeah, it was actually us, Deer Tick, and Trampled by Turtles.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so the beautiful thing about that was that we got to play our show, then go out into the crowd and then watch. That was two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
And as soon as Deer Tick started, it was so hot out that their amp lit on fire. That was pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, Deer Tick's amp was literally on fire. Yeah.
That's kind of be cool. Like, yeah, I played Red Rocks and my amp caught on fire.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I mean, you could check a box for that, I think, you know? So what's the lineup? What are you excited about for the future gigs? What's the most one you're looking forward to?
I just can't wait to get our new songs out.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, so the album's coming out in October, right? Yeah. October 11th. Tell me about the album. Tell me about what's going on with that.
Well, we recorded it down in Muscle Shoals.
Amazing.
Really, really cool.
Yeah.
It was the first album we recorded away from home. So that was kind of a neat experience. We were in an Airbnb in the studio all day, back to the Airbnb. We'd have some drinks, jam, rehearse, write songs, back to the studio the next day kind of thing. And it was like a really immersive thing. Whereas the other two albums, it's kind of like a 9-to-5. We'd go into the studio, we'd go home and everything. But so this one was different in that way. And
yeah, we like 100%. We were 100%
there. We go.
For music.
Yes,
totally.
So, I mean, the other two albums, they were in Canada, right?
Yeah,
they were made in Canada. So you go down to Muscle Shoals. It's gonna be pretty like, oh crap, we're in like hallowed grounds. Like, so much great music has been recorded down there.
We're smoking a joint outside, and
rightfully so. I mean, what else are you gonna do? Down
and Jimmy came.
You gotta be careful though.
He was like, "Hey, you guys, you really shouldn't be doing this." We're Canadians. We're just like, yeah, man, it's fine.
It's legal, right?
Yeah. He's like, no, seriously, you might end up in jail. Just like, if you get the wrong cop at the wrong time, you better just watch out.
Dead South takes on a new meaning.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and also at that time, they just came up with a law that you can't even smoke cigarettes outside or something.
And like parks and stuff, is that?
Yeah, or even just walking around on the streets. So you had to be in like,
South.
So it was like, what do you do?
Yeah. That is really rough. I mean, you got to go to like to your car and kind of like.
Yeah, we had to just hide and we're used to just being outside and just smoking wherever you want.
I know. America's a weird place right now. Really weird. So you guys had one of the guys from Muscle Shoals record your album. How was that?
That was awesome. Yeah, Jimmy, the guy's name is Jimmy Nutt, the producer, and he runs the Nut House Studio in Sheffield. And it was awesome. We were just on the same wavelength totally. And
did he bring anything?
Super down with all the weird ideas we wanted to try.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was
great. Did he bring anything to the table that made you kind of like, oh man, I never thought of that? Like, as far as like,
I think Jimmy was the best at working with us in a way that we would have ideas and he was super down for what we wanted to do instead of like really pulling us away from our ideas.
Yeah.
He was just like, that's really cool. Let's try that.
And he would kind of say like, here's probably the best way we could execute that idea.
Yeah.
And he had kind of all the technical understanding.
That's awesome. Like freedom from your side. Cause I mean, I don't know how, you know, it was in your other albums, but like, I feel like, you know, you have to be kind of like a technician when you're making those early albums as well. And you got to like, kind of like know mics and you got to know all this stuff to be able to hands off, like just be like, I'm just playing music. It's gotta be like really free.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Do you have any great stories of recording the album that you want to share?
Oh, boy.
I feel like Scott does. Scott's thinking about it.
Really?
I was just thinking about Alabama people. Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about Alabama people compared to Saskatchewan
Yeah,
people.
We got a song called Alabama People on the record. And it was a song that we hadn't
get up in that mic.
It was a song that we hadn't ever like written before we got to Muscle Shoals, but we were coming home really late after a night out and stayed up till 3 a.m. and we're just jamming around and came up with this song and went the next day and somehow it ended up on the album, released as a single, and yeah, it was like really unexpected.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It all started with sitting down, and Colton's like, man, the people in Alabama are just quite friendly.
Yeah.
And then it just started and from there.
He was strumming the guitar and just went, started going, friendly people in Alabama, friendly people in Alabama. And that's basically the entire song.
Yeah.
So, we just did that for like half an hour straight and condensed it down to like a minute and a half of the song.
Yeah.
I kind of want you to play it, but I mean, it's just...
I don't even remember. I wouldn't even know.
Yeah, we were so drunk and baked.
Nice. That's amazing.
That was part of our creative writing process for sure. We'd go be in the studio all day, and then we'd just go back to the house and just have beers and smoke and get into these like weird conversations. And then while we're doing that, we just write a song.
Yeah, and all sleep deprived. Yeah. So
that's awesome. Great. How about we play another song, and I want to come back. We'll talk about the writing process and how you guys kind of like come up with a song.
Sounds good. What do you want to do?
Want to do spaghetti or blue trash?
Let's do spaghetti.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to give me a sec. I got a tune here.
This is the best part of the show. Getting listen to all of us tune up.
It's my favorite part.
Something sweet, it's good for you to eat when you're out late messing around. The girls are in your house, James Charmy don't understand. The other man will burn you alive. You're this naive boy, you better leave for tonight. Streets whispering now, this gentleman in town, a lover would not be beat. The man around town yelled on the sacred ground and repeated to beat that chest. You're this naive boy, you better leave, boy. This naive boy, you better leave, boy, right now. Been hiding as you can, too weak to even stand. Your bones don't fit your skin no more. Crying at the moon, begging mama for a room, but she's felt the burn of your love. You're this naive boy, you better leave, boy, right now. You're this naive boy, you better leave, boy, right now. To pray, asking your father in his grave. He whispered, son, get on your horse and ride. I'm gonna show you. gonna die. Get on your horse and ride. I'm gonna show you where you gonna die. Get on your horse and ride. I'm gonna show you. Curse, your charm worked in reverse, and a love song that is burnt in my mind.
The Dead South. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Dave of Dave and Giggles. Giggles is my co-host who lives in Colorado, who's on assignment. He shoots weddings. He's at a wedding tonight.
All right.
On assignment. He sends his regards. Sorry he couldn't make it, but
thanks, Giggles.
Doesn't matter because you don't know him anyway. So screw Giggles. We're sitting here with the Dead South. We got Nate, Scott, Colton, and Danny in here, and they're playing this Tuesday at Rough Trade. Apparently it's a free show. That's kind of cool. Are you psyched about this show?
Yeah.
It's a cool place. Have you been down to Rough Trade?
No, we haven't yet.
Really cool. Giant stadium, it's a good size down by the waterfront. You'll have a good time down there. And you're in Williamsburg. I mean, go down and get some good food down there. There's always some really good food.
We like food.
Yeah, food's good.
Food's
What's
good.
The best food of the tour so far?
Oh, man.
Well, we kind of just got here. We just started this run yesterday, pretty much. So
get up on that mic.
Yeah, we just started this run yesterday. So
Virginia was the first show?
Of this little promo tour, little
run,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We just did 3 weeks before this July. So.
So you did 3 weeks there. Then you're doing, how long is this run?
This is an 8-day run. And then we started a Canadian tour in a couple weeks when we get back home. And then we come down to the States twice in November, December, and then in January again. So.
Nice. So nonstop touring.
Up and then Europe and UK.
Yeah, then Europe and UK, right? Following the next year. Following into 2020, basically.
Yeah.
Where are you hitting up in Europe?
We're going to kind of Central Europe, Germany again. Nice. Germany's still a good market for us.
That's your jam.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then we're going to Italy, Portugal, and Spain for the first time.
Nice.
And Norway?
And Norway, yeah.
I feel like cool Norway players. You'll do really well. I feel like, I don't know, the vibe I've been, it's badass. I feel like Spain, Portugal,
yeah,
you'll do really, great. Really well, yeah. That's really cool. I'm excited for you guys and a little bit jealous. If you need some kind of mascot for the tour, more than happy to will just hang along. I will not be like Haley and just jump on the bus at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, poor Haley.
Yeah, poor Haley. She's getting the brunt of this show. If you're out there, Haley, call in 718-928-9732. Give us a buzz. Let's know what's going on.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Let's talk about your mindset.
Yeah.
Getting into that bus. Just opening it up.
Got the brunt of Troutman.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man, that's fun. Yeah, but if anybody does want to call in, 718-928-9732, we got some headphones if anyone does decide to call in. But doesn't matter. We don't need that. We got music. We got good times. So what is... All right, let me ask this question. The difference between writing this new album out on October 11th besides writing the other albums, actually writing the songs, is there a difference in writing these songs or going on?
This one, so the first two albums, when we first started the band, it was just ideas. And we had tons of ideas and kind of wrote the first two albums in kind of one big batch.
And then we toured the heck out of those albums. And then this third one, it was sort of like we actually had to sit down and like, okay, we have an album to write. So it was sort of kind of forced us to sit down and come up with new ideas.
Yeah.
Before it was just sort of spontaneous.
You just had all the songs.
Yeah, they just sort of...
How were those songs written? Like, were they written as a group? Were they individually bringing it all in? How was that? How did that happen?
I mean, in the end, every song ends up being touched by everyone.
Yeah.
Like, everyone adds in their piece and flair and idea of, like, a break or, like, a tempo change or something. So there's always... Every song has somebody, at least four people touching it.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. That's got to be good as a group to be able to be like, yeah, I added that to this and, yeah, and brought we, this it idea. Is,
and we do all this, like we sit down and come up with all the structures and everything together. It's not like like one person kind of makes the song. It's a very like ensemble project.
Yeah. Cool. Very rarely will somebody write a song and play it from top to bottom and we'll just be like, sweet.
Perfect. It's perfect.
Perfect. Yeah. It'll always go through the
yeah,
washer and dryer.
Yeah,
cycles.
Yeah. So what is that like? Is it like all above the board, or is there any time where like it gets heated? Is there any it seems like you guys pretty good together. Like I'm not bringing any heat to you guys. I'm just wondering because I play in bands and like it gets weird sometimes. I know it gets weird sometimes.
I'd say that this is like the best group of people to write music with because it's like the idea is common. It's like that's pretty cool, but maybe this would be better.
Yeah.
And then you try both and it's like, what feels better? And
right.
Then you kind of just work out from there. And then it's like logical. It's not like emotional. Do you guys
work on like a democracy? Would be like, well, three of us agree and now you're
pretty
out.
Pretty much. So. But then in the end, if one guy cares so much more than the rest, it's like, well, he cares the most.
Yeah.
Like, we'll just go that
like,
way.
Right.
The litmus test is like, if we're all super excited about it, which happens all the time when that's we're awesome. Writing songs. When we start to come up with something and we hit that thing where we're all just like, yes, this is
it. Yeah.
That's kind of how we know we've struggles.
Man, that's such a great feeling when you like hit something and everybody is excited about it.
Yeah.
Because like you could sense sometimes when one person's not excited and the rest are, and you're just like, what can I do? It's kind of like that, like Almost Famous. Like I'm gonna find that one guy that's not getting off, and I'm gonna get him off. You know, like that's kind of like I know that feeling of being like, oh, what can I do to like, you know, as a person who likes to appease everybody. If you're in a band situation, just like, all right, let's. If someone's not feeling it, you can sense it, you know?
Yeah.
And so you just kind of bring him up or bring them up.
We're all pretty similar in that way. We all kind of get off.
Yeah.
Same stuff.
That's cool.
Which makes it work.
Yeah. So yeah, this album, was there any difference in writing or was it basically the same kind of going into it?
Same process, I think, overall.
Yep.
Like one person comes up with an idea and then brings it to the table and then we just kind of dissect it and go from there.
Was when you were working with Jimmy, did Jimmy like ever come up and be like, hey, I got an idea for you guys? Or like, did he ever like throw anything on the table?
He had some ideas with like sounds, like what he could do on his end.
Yeah.
Like for example, Alabama People, he did some fun work that I didn't hear at first. And then he added in, I was like, that's some fun stuff. Fat Little Killer Boy, like some of the songs, he was just adding some stuff that we never thought of. And it was like, that's a nice idea.
Yeah,
more on the production side of things.
Yeah.
Rather than like arrangements and stuff.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's cool. What do you guys do while you're traveling? Is it writing or is it just kind of like, hey, I'm going to go to leave me alone. I'm going to be in the back of the bus.
Yeah. Like we play our instruments every day.
Yeah.
But that does not include writing.
Colton loves jiu-jitsu. Scott loves rock climbing. Nate and I, we like working out. Go for runs. We all kind of, whenever we get to wherever we're going, so we kind of split off
and then come back.
And then, yeah, come back.
We usually get an hour, a couple hours
a day
where we kind of get to go do our own thing.
Yeah. Nice. That sounds like a good time being on tour.
It's important because, like, we never used to be able to do that. And not that being too close with these guys is an issue, but I think just in general, grabbing space is always nice. Or, like, even just going to do your own thing. Like, if Scott goes rock climbing, he brings me along.
Yeah.
That's just nice because we're still just doing something different. We're not just sitting and drinking or playing music or talking about music. You're actually doing
experiencing
something
else. Things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You get out of that, like, you kind of get cabin fever sometimes on the road.
I can only imagine.
Like, you know, so it's nice to be able to just go and kind of get away.
Yeah.
Some exercise maybe or whatever. And it keeps everybody sane, keeps the spirits high. And,
yeah. I can only imagine. Do you find that it's kind of like inspirational to be on the road? Have you written a lot of songs about the road? I feel like you guys have like an on the road kind of sound. So it kind of makes sense that like you would kind of like take inspiration of the road.
Some definitely. There's a little bit of inspiration from the road, or else it's from other people's tales of the road.
Like yeah.
Stories of the road that you kind of like pick up and piece together and make your own story out of it.
Yeah. I saw that. I was reading up on you guys, and you were definitely like in a lot of different places, like labeled as like a storytelling type of band. Like, what would you agree? Would you agree that you were like a storytelling type of band? I definitely hear it in the music.
Oh, yeah. Because it's not even in the lyrics, it's in the. The instrumentation, like what's happening, everyone's taking you on their own little ride.
Yeah,
it's a different story of its own,
and the look is like of a time of itself, which is like really cool. So that, I mean, that adds to that kind of inspiration. Is there anything that you, from the road that you wrote that you were like, I'm gonna write a song about this?
Maybe not so much from the road, but experience. I guess there's one song called Crawdaddy Surf Colt. It's actually Colton left the band for a little bit, and this is like. A song that I wrote to make me feel a little better. But it's like just, you know, talking about some things that happened, like, you know, just like long drives and smoking cigarettes and dirty trash in your vehicle and smelly clothes everywhere. And like, you know, same thing every day. It's just So little things like that. And then other songs, like we wrote one song about our old manager who kind of screwed us a little bit.
Really?
So we wrote a song about him. Yeah.
What was the song about?
It's on the new album. It's actually called Snake Man. Yeah.
Snake Man?
Yeah.
I'm not going to have to listen to Snake Man. October 11th, you'll get to hear Snake Man. I don't want to pry, but I'm very curious as to how he screwed you over. Maybe you can tell me later.
Yeah, maybe one day over a beer.
Yeah, definitely. Do you guys want to take another song?
Sure.
Yeah. Is that a Blue Trash?
I'm down for either of those. This might be a disaster.
I like disasters on air. It's so much fun.
All right.
So the Dead South. The Dead South. That's your intro.
That's our intro.
Just bang into it.
Yeah, sure. I'll do the first one.
Intro.
What's that?
Our intro.
We could.
You want to do it?
We can do it.
Pretty long.
How much time we got?
All the time you guys want.
Let's play the intro. Alrighty. Scott tunes his mandolin.
Did you guys hear that?
I hear it.
Alright, we're good. Ready?
Yep. Thank you.
says I'll show you a world. Look at all the pretty girls. Take this by your cash. You give me half, but I'll keep the rest. Shake my hand and throw. Yeah, I know. Eating you slowly, all your gold. I'm eating you whole, slithering to your soul. Still we might recover your spine, a cerebral sloppy cat. I wanted you gone.
It's always the G string.
Love when that G string pops.
It's always the G string. Not naming any names, but Snake Man, written about certain people we won't talk about, but great song. Great song. That's on the new album, right?
Yes, it is.
What's going on over there? We got him? All good? Everybody okay? All right, this is Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Dave and Giggles. We got the Dead South in here playing their asses off in a hot room. Sorry that it's so hot. It's a little warm in here. It's a little warm in here. I think that's what broke the G-string.
It must be.
The warmth always breaks the G-string. the Dead South playing this Tuesday at Rough Trade. Free show. Go see them. What's a live show like? What can everybody expect? What's the mood of you guys? You guys go up there, everything is kind of like real tight, or do you kind of like let loose a little bit?
Pretty tight. Yeah, last night we were pretty loose.
Yeah, it's definitely tight but loose. Like, we have fun. We bring a lot of energy. We hit things hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing Warsaw in Brooklyn in
nice.
November.
Warsaw is great.
Yeah, well, it looks beautiful.
Yeah, Warsaw is really cool. Yeah.
And we try to take it as hard as we can, usually.
Yeah, I mean, breaking streaks. breaking strings, oh, yeah, breaking hearts.
Pretty typical of the string breaking.
Yeah. Like Haley breaking hearts, just,
yes,
just right. Breaking strings and breaking hearts. It's the way to do it. So you said last night you got a little loose.
Yeah, it was our first show in like over a month,
Six
I think.
6 weeks or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, we kind of just.
Yeah, how'd that go? In.
It was, you know. You,
I mean, letting loose
through.
Can be kind of exhilarating in itself because you don't know where it's going. You just kind of play it.
It was like a festival set, so festivals are always a little different. You don't really get the full sound check. Everything's kind of just a little on the fly.
You just get up there and play.
Basically.
Yeah.
So it was just sort of, everything was a little bit loose. PA stopped working at one point.
Yeah, we were
the whole second kind of third end of a song was just gone.
We're just crushing it out. We're just like so into the mood, and then we had like kind of a response. Not much. We look up and start playing the next one, and then we realize that our sound guy's just going like this. Like he's just shaking his head with his hands up. He's like, I don't know what to tell you guys, but you're not playing anybody right now.
So you're just playing yourselves. The PA wasn't working.
Yeah, that's like a quarter of a song. Yeah.
We had our ears in. So we can't hear anything.
Yeah. It sounds perfect to us.
Yeah, it sounded great. Hey, as long as you got it recorded, that's all that matters, right? Yeah. Screw the people down in Virginia. Say it again. I'll say it once. I'll say it again. That's awesome. So do you guys like, I mean, obviously you play to the crowd, right? Is it like, have you ever had, like, what's the best or worst crowd you guys have had?
Best has got to be Paris, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Paris was insane.
Really?
Montreal.
The French love us.
The French love you guys.
Oh, man. And they're like grungy, too. Like, they just start moshing right away and
moshing to you guys?
Circle pit in Montreal. Like,
right. First of all, I didn't know it was still the 90s. I didn't know moshing was still a thing.
It is, yeah.
That's wild. That was in Montreal or in Paris?
Well, the mosh pit that went for the whole show was Montreal. Paris wasn't so much a mosh pit, but it was just rowdy. Like, the
crowd was just
nuts.
That's wild.
Yeah. We were looking out and it looked like they were all on a waterbed. Certain points, like
that's just, cool.
Everyone was moving. The floor was going up and down.
Yeah,
the energy was crazy.
That's wild. You don't picture the French. You know, you don't picture the French going that wild. That's pretty cool. And like, also, I feel like the French also had the Paris also had that shooting at that club, right? Did that go through your mind at all? I don't want to bring you guys down. But, I mean,
it seems like every time we're in Europe, something kind of happens.
Yeah,
that happened when we were in Germany.
Germany that one time, and then
in Iowa there were the two. Two shootings down, and one was Texas, and the other. We were in Iowa for that, and there were bravest guards ever. They had their guns and stuff like that. So we're confident that would never happen. But it does run through our mind.
I bet
every now and then.
What do you guys? What Canada think of us? I mean, we gotta look like a bunch of crazy lunatics down here. You know, like gun toting lunatics.
We got our own problems up.
It's true
up there.
I didn't want to bring it up, but it just crossed my mind. The Justin Trudeau stuff. Did you guys take a look at that? What do you think?
Well, we got our first black prime minister, so that's good.
That's a way of looking at it. I mean, is that going to tarnish him, or is that just like...
Oh, man, everything tarnishes him.
Yeah?
For sure. Everything he does, it just comes out. It's like...
He just... What? Everything sticks to him?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, he's relatively loved in Canada, right? Or no?
No, he was at first.
First he was.
At first he was, and everyone was, a lot of people, not everyone, was super pumped about it. And the rest of the world looked like we had this like golden boy.
Yeah.
But just like politics is, you know.
Yeah, just a couple scandals and just.
Everyone's got their shit.
I mean, please everyone, and then
you
end up pleasing.
If you guys want to trade, totally down with it.
We'll keep our lunatic.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and then also like the idea like he's doing the blackface for Aladdin, right? He was supposed to be dressed up as Aladdin.
I guess, yeah.
Aladdin really wasn't even that dark. Like, what is he doing? It's just like, come on.
A little overboard.
It looked like he liked it a little too much. That's awesome.
Costume lover.
Yeah.
He's a costume lover. Yeah, exactly. Lover. The Dead South is with us. We got a couple minutes left. I would offer you guys to play a tune, but we're missing a guitar.
Actually,
right here.
Oh, we got another guitar. Do you guys want to play one more tune to sign us out?
Sure, let's do it.
We got about 4.5 minutes. That work for you guys?
Nice quick one we got.
All right, I just want to.
Too long.
Smooch
is quick.
Let's do one where you're
new though.
Do one where you're playing.
Heaven and Wheelbarrow.
You do Heaven and Wheelbarrow.
Heaven and Wheelbarrow. That all right?
I'm going to just plug you guys one more time, thedeadsouth.com. Go there, get tickets for the whole tour. You're going to be at you're going to be at Rough Trade tomorrow, and then where after that?
Then we're going to Raleigh for a couple days.
Okay.
And then we're in Nashville for a few days, and then we go home.
That sounds
and then,
great.
Yeah, we'll be back in the States in November.
Nice. So thedeadsouth.com. Go get your tickets. Go see them. These guys are great. We got Nate on mandolin right now. We're switching everything up. Yeah, we got Scott on guitar. We got Danny on the cello, just rocking it over there, just laying it down. I could just do this for the next 4.5 minutes. And then... We got Colton on banjo, 5-string. You guys want to take it away?
Thank you so much for having us here.
Yeah, thanks for coming, guys. Thanks, sincerely.
Yeah. All right, boys.
How do you play this one?
Been a while.
I think there's a couple of G's in it.
Well, upon that day I die, I'm too drunk to walk, let alone to drive, and I'm kicking and I'm spitting like I'm wild and feral. Won't you take me to heaven in a wheelbarrow?
I'm going to heaven. I'm going to heaven, yes, sir. I'm going to heaven in a wheelbarrow. So won't you take me there?
Well, you can go to the gold speedo. The funny angels wing to speedo. You can hear me like a drum. I'm going to heaven in a wheelbarrow. Let's go. Once I'm down, gets me up. I'm going down. Keeps me like a straight down. Now I'm going to heaven in a wheelbarrow.
I'm going to heaven in a wheelbarrow. I'm going to heaven, yes, sir. I'm going to heaven in a wheelbarrow. So won't you take me there?
Well, I met a woman with a cold heart trying to take me to hell in a shopping cart. Said, woman, you're putting my soul in peril. I'm going to heaven in a wheelbarrow.
I'm going to heaven in a wheelbarrow. I'm going to heaven, yes, sir. I'm going to heaven in a wheelbarrow. So won't you take me?
You know we got a fall.
Something looking like them shotgun barrel. I'm going to heaven in a wheelbarrow.
I'm going to heaven in a wheelbarrow. I'm going to heaven, yes, sir. I'm going to heaven in a wheelbarrow. So won't you take me there? I'm going to heaven in a wheelbarrow. I'm going to heaven, yes, sir. I'm going to heaven.
Beautiful, the Dead South. Thank you guys for coming in. You guys rule. Sincerely, I look forward to coming down and seeing you guys, and I think that everybody should go check you guys out because you rock.
Thank you.
Saskatchewan Zone, the Dead South. So you guys go back home and just like open arms up there? Does everyone just go?
Well, actually, home is quite nice. Like, no one really bothers you at home. You just gotta go.
No Haley up there.
Yeah, you go. No Haley's up there. Yeah, you go home and you go out to dinner, and no one bothers you. They're just...
Definitely not home.
One day. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming in, and I'm going to send a sincere apology to Haley. And if you're out there, you're listening. Sorry, but you kind of deserved it. Don't come on their bus.